This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Oh my, now I'm here at last.
Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
Love it that you guys listen, rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Follow us on anywhere on social. It's Pat and JT.
Yes. And thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union, our partners and sponsors supporting our podcast. And they'd love to help take care of you too. As a matter of fact, if you've got some money that you're trying to figure out what to do and you don't want to lock it up over the long term, they can help you out with that. Maybe it's just like over the summer, maybe it's till the end of the year. But you don't want it to be locked away forever. You know what I mean? You want to get to it, but you still don't want it just sitting there. They've got some great certificate options that can make your financial goals happen. You can get online, check it out. A lot of good information right there. It's very public friendly, very consumer friendly, but even more friendly are the people. So stop by and see them at any of their 15 locations. Of course, you can give them a call, federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
So, oddly, as many things as there are going on in the world right now, there's nothing updated right now. Like there's nothing new on Diddy. Although I'm going to tell you right now, the man is an absolute dirtbag.
Oh my gosh.
Tell you,
if what we're seeing and what we're hearing and whatever is accurate and true.
And we can't talk about it yet because I guess we can. It was alluded to by 50 Cent that there's some videos, audio recordings, et cetera. And he'd made the mention of, I sure hope Meek Mill is able to get rid of those videos or, you know, he basically keep them out of the public and didn't know what that meant. And now one of his former bodyguards is stepping forward with what he claims is the evidence that he was talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's true.
If it is true, it's very disturbing.
So we're just going to leave it there. Because I sure as hell, though, even if I know it's true, I'm not going to play that for anybody, that audio.
And even if that is true and the stuff is, that even makes it more confusing as to why he would just randomly tweet Happy Easter on, like, nothing's wrong. Like, you know, some stuff like this allegedly is out there. And if it is true and you know it's true and it's going to come out, oh my gosh, what are you doing?
Just keep your head down, right? Just stop, because too many people have come forth. Cat Williams is another one that had talked about this, and some other people have since. And then when they talk to 50 Cent about this, and then when they talk to his former bodyguard about this, and you're hearing the same story over and over again about how perverted and how terrible it was for some people at his parties. And that there's evidence he had every room wired for sound, just like Epstein. And I know the thing that most people are probably, and not, I don't even want to say guilty of, we're all guilty of the same thing, is we're almost desensitized to a lot of this stuff, right? We've heard some terrible things over the last few years, in particular Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby. You know, there's been some terrible stories that have come out, and it gets easier and easier to hear about it, and that's,
yeah. And I think also it's like, I don't want to see anything. I don't want to hear what I heard. If that's all true, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. But I think in order for people to understand the impact and the perversion with some of these people and the lengths they go to satisfy whatever they need to satisfy, needs to be out there, needs for people to see it, to have them wrap their head. Because I think most people can't wrap their head around what Diddy is alleged, what Epstein did. Like, you can't really, it's fantasy. You can't wrap your head around it.
It's true. That's true. What was his name? The friend of Oprah's that was busted in South America, and he got busted. He did something of God. And I can't remember what his name was, but he got arrested and he was like one of her favorite inspirational people. Right. And she was with him all the time. And then come to find out, he had all these women that he was trying to have babies with, because then he was selling the babies. Epstein was doing the same thing in Nevada. That story's never been really dug into. He was doing the same thing at his home in Nevada. He had women held captive and doing the same thing there. And they were, for whatever purpose, that's what they're alleging, that he was trying to impregnate a bunch of women And then he was going to sell babies. And whether it's to adoptions or God to help us, what else? I don't know. But those stories haven't been dug up.
And is it because of they're being suppressed? Or those are the things that I would like to come out. They need to.
Yeah. I want to know what was in his house in Manhattan. We heard all about it. And then there was the raid. Mm-hmm. And there were a few pictures. I still can see them in my head. All the artwork on the walls and the safe busted open. And then everything just disappeared. Right, and now the FBI supposedly has lost some of that evidence because, you know, the FBI has a hard time hanging on to stuff, apparently. So how you misplace evidence like that, I don't know, when it's white hot.
I mean, give me a break.
It's insane. And so now we're dealing with this with Diddy, and they've been doing the raids. But he's still walking around.
Right. There is no way that they misplaced evidence.
No.
There's not a chance that it was misplaced. No way.
It's because somebody's involved that doesn't want their name to be in the news and doesn't want people to know, whether they were a victim or part of it, that they just don't want to be a part of the story.
Yeah.
And they've got enough money to make it stop. Even though we heard people saying he isn't going to be able to buy his way out of it this time. That was what a former FBI agent had said about the stuff that they had discovered about Diddy and about the things that he's been doing over the last 25 years, maybe more. He can't buy his way out of this one.
Well, and Epstein wasn't a famous guy. Like, he wasn't a famous mainstream person like Diddy is. So Diddy has a lot more eyes on him initially from the jump and more interest. Because you didn't even know who Epstein was until, like, what, 5 years ago, 7 years ago?
Six or seven years ago. I think at first he first popped up, and it probably was in the late, like, 2008, 2007, 2009, somewhere in there, for a lot of people. But it still wasn't mainstream stuff. But he was getting busted at that time, and then he got the slap on the wrist, which should have never happened. He should have been taken down at that time. And then he was able to continue on doing what he was doing and with very little consequence. Didn't slow him down. Yeah. If anything, it probably made him more notorious, and they thought they got away with it.
Yeah.
And they got more bold.
It is so ironic. So many unfortunate things have happened with that case. I mean, security camera wasn't working the night he killed himself. FBI lost evidence. Yeah. Man, they're just, gosh darn it. They're just so cursed on that case.
I know. It's like, you really want us, you want us to keep believing that it's been this hard to get this taken to the finish line. Mm-hmm. It's been this hard. And all this time, though, not one leak of the names that are in the little black book. We have an idea of about a few people because of a couple sheets from the flight log. And there's some other people that admittedly they can't deny their involvement with him, but overall, most people untouched.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. So there's that story. So, I mean, nothing seriously new. It's just like, you're just waiting for something new to happen. Then
be looking for something like late on Friday, because that's probably when they would drop anything like this. If Diddy's camp or somebody has control over it, it'll be late on Friday.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Same thing with anything at Buckingham Palace. Probably. There's a great picture that's floating around right now that's, I don't know when it was taken, but it's a picture of Andrew and Meghan. They're both at some kind of a royal appointment, some kind of a, you know, where they were presented and they were there in, you know, working royals, it appeared. So it would have been before the move to Cali. But they were standing next to each other. And then there's another gentleman behind is a Prince Michael of Kent. And then you have Prince Andrew and you have Meghan. Meghan and Andrew both turned and were looking at each other. And Prince Michael was looking right at Meghan. He was right behind her shoulder. All of these people, it's been rumored because of her history on the yachts as a yacht girl. And Andrew has a history with the yachts as a patron of the yachts, that they knew each other before Harry met her.
Oh, I'm sure.
And that Kent, that Prince Michael of Kent, I think there's some connection there too with him. And it's like this little knowing secret between the three of, I think they each think they have something over the other one.
Because they probably do.
They all know. It's like, they all know the secret.
Yeah. Maybe they weren't on like the same yacht as her, but you run in those circles, you know who the players are.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of a fun little picture that's out there floating around.
They definitely unsaid things in those eyes between the two of them.
Yes. Like, mm-hmm. don't mm-hmm. even.
Don't you even.
Oh, let's see here. What else is going on? Another earthquake.
Want to take a second to thank some other OG friends and supporters of our podcast, Kugler Vision.
Kugler Vision Center, honestly, they were the first ones that were supporters and partners with our podcast. And that was 5 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is unbelievable, but we certainly are thankful to have them on board. Kugler Vision stands out in the crowd without a doubt. They've just got a world-class team of experts at Kugler Vision, and it keeps growing because people realize if you're going to get any kind of corrective procedures done, you want that team behind you, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you should get online right now and schedule a consultation, because you need to know going into 2024 kind of where you stand. Maybe you've always been thinking mm-hmm. about getting a procedure, not having to wear glasses or contacts. It's freeing, and it's unbelievable.
It is. When you do it, one of the first things you're going to think is, why didn't I do this sooner? Mm-hmm. That's going to be it. So invest in a life of clear vision. Possibly it's going to be something that's a gift on your list for maybe a graduate that's coming up this spring to send them off to college with that great vision going into college would be great without glasses or contacts. But the team at Kugler Vision can give you all the details and help you get that consultation on the books so you can find out exactly what your plan is.
Call them if you want, 402-558-2211, or go on their website, kuglervision.com, and schedule that consultation today.
Is it within the whatever path of the eclipse?
This is another one in Japan. So about 9 hours ago is what the report said. And there's been three now total. The first one was 7.4. And then I think there were two that were like almost a 7. That have happened. So the last one was just 9 hours ago that it hit. A ways away from there, but not too far. I mean, Japan's not that big.
Yeah.
You know? So right in that same area. So still watching that. Still got plenty of conspiracy theories about the eclipse and what's going to happen. More declarations of emergency, whatever, preparedness or whatever you want to call it. States of emergency.
I was talking to someone here at the office yesterday that probably completely unrelated to the eclipse or anything, but my electronics have been acting really weird. Like my computer my computer was completely messed up yesterday. My phone froze. Like my phone froze open with the camera like half closed, and it froze and I couldn't turn it off. I'm like, I'm gonna have to let the phone just die to reset it, because I couldn't reset it, couldn't anything. And finally, after about 5 minutes, it just snapped back. And then this is probably user error, but it's another example in my drafts in Outlook. I got in there, because sometimes I'll copy paste something on an email just to have it, and it'll just automatically obviously go into drafts, and I'll go back and get what I need later. So I went in there, and the top drafts were drafts from randomly like a year and a half ago.
And so they were reverse order,
but they weren't. No, it would go like, I was like five or six of them that were from like a year and a half ago. And then there were ones from that day right below them. And it was like, I reopened those drafts and continued to type. And so it brought them back to the top, but it didn't. They were drafts that should have been deleted a long time ago, but I like Hollywood Raw stuff. Like it's weird. It was really weird.
Interesting. Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's been several reports of some weird stuff. And one of them being the states of emergency. And I think right now the cities or states in particular. So you've got in Canada, New York, Buffalo, New York area, Indianapolis. So in Indiana, Ohio, Arkansas, around the Dallas area, and also Mexico. There's in those areas, that's kind of the path that it's going to be taken. But there's been several that have been declared. And Indiana, I think, was the latest one people were talking about. As a precaution, they said, ahead of the April 8th event, as a precaution to what?
Yeah. What's going on?
Not really sure. So that's going on. What else is going on? Oh, there was, okay. Totally unrelated, but, the rock band Kiss, haven't heard about them for a while, have we? They are making so much money right now. They just did a $300 million deal where they're going to sell off their name, their back catalog, their likeness, with plans for a movie and plans for, I didn't even know this existed, an ABBA-style avatar show. Do you know anything?
An ABBA style avatar show.
ABBA, so like ABBA has an avatar show. So it's like a creation.
Oh,
right?
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
Their likeness. Like they've made some kind of a, I don't know if they're superheroes or what. I have no idea.
Interesting.
But anyway, so Kiss just announced the deal. And the funny part I saw in the headline, something about.
That's a lot of money.
Because Gene Simmons, you know, he's a super smart dude, right? Mm-hmm. He's very outspoken. Family Jewels. That was the name of their TV show, right?
I love that show.
I did. I like him. I like her. Yeah, I liked it. That's he is. He's very, it's interesting to hear him talk. I like listening to him talk. He has very definite ideas and opinions about things, but he's very well spoken about them. And anyway, he made sure though he added the statement that everybody, you know, just relax because it is a collaboration. It's not like they just sold out. It's like, who cares? It's $300 million. We don't care. I don't care.
No, you know, there's some old rock dude in his basement calling them sellouts.
Yes. Like,
but $300 million, give me a break.
$300 million, sold out to the man.
Gladly.
$300 million. It was like, at this point, they were number one in like 1974.
Right. Like at this point, and they're up in age. They're, you know, it's like, let's one last big cash out.
Long-term care is expensive, dude.
Right.
I was going to say 1970 was when they were formed, I think, in the early 70s. So they're all going to get a nice little piece of the pie. I don't even know how old they are. They're all in their 70s, aren't they? No. Yeah. The youngest one's 63.
No way.
Stop. He must be a latecomer. Tommy Thayer?
He has to be.
Gene and Paul, the originals. So they're 74 and 71. I thought they were older than that.
So did I. That's actually that's pretty young.
Holy cow. Yeah.
Their
so anyway.
Some things though.
Yeah.
Their bodies may be a little bit older than that.
Cyndi Lauper did the same thing. The ABBA style voyage is what they're calling it for Cyndi Lauper. She just signed a deal with them also.
Can we sign a deal? An ABBA style Pat and JT avatar show?
Like, what is this? How are they doing? Yeah. And she's only 70. I thought she was older than that too. Wow.
I say only
70 because of the fact that she's been around for 40 some years.
Right.
I mean, like,
yeah, she seems like she's been around forever. Like with Kiss. That's like, that's why we thought they were way older.
So she signed the same kind of a deal. Apparently. When did this come out? This was at the end of February when they announced her deal. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Immersive virtual concert with the ABBA, and it's called ABBA Voyage. So maybe that's what it is. So they're doing this avatar. So they're still doing concerts, but in avatar form.
So then they can continue to make money forever, even after they're gone. Genius. Wow. Mix in. And then I think they should sell out also to AI just in general. And so AI can continue to learn about Kiss and start, and we can have new Kiss music forever. I'm not even a Kiss fan, but that would be pretty awesome.
No, that sounds creepy.
Totally creepy.
That sounds creepy. Cause that goes right along with the actors that are always worried about and rightfully so, worried about both AI and CGI and everything else and their likeness being used in movies so they can continue on in the part, even though they have nothing to do with the show.
Yeah. But if Kiss sells out, like if it's their decision and they're like, okay, let's do this, I'm going to do it. And then they get a ton of money, man.
Yeah.
AI the crap out of me.
So you won't know if it's the real person or not.
Yeah.
Well, we already have that with the deep fakes. We already have the deep fakes that are going on anyway. So might as well get some money for it, I guess.
Right.
Huh?
Right. Exactly.
Crazy. So yeah, I'm kind of disappointed with our selections today. We didn't have a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
But we did the best we could with what we got.
It's either really heavy or really boring. So, Yeah. I'm
trying to make it more fun than that, but that's
all. We'll have some visuals tomorrow for our live. That'll help us out.
That always does.
Yeah, that always helps us out.
Okay.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe, and share the podcast with your friends. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.